blind people, he himself is here with eye problem. So that he will always remember he is a man. And always remember, using that eye, what happened on the way to Damascus. That became a symbol for his own conversion. What is your own symbol for your conversion? Ask yourself, what is your own symbol for your own conversion? Divine encounter. Ah! There's a reason why most of our prophets, God did not allow them to go to school. And some of them don't know why. There's a reason. There's also a reason why some of these our prophets, our ministers here, they try one business, they try this one, it no work. They put their money for business, it don't go. There's a reason many of them don't understand why. That is God's own way to keep you humble so that you will depend on the people you are ministering to survive. And the person you are depending on, you'll be careful the way you deal with him. So, it keeps you humble. Because if you are living a life depending on people's benevolence towards you, depending on people's gift towards you, such a person will not be proud. You can't be proud. You be careful about everyone that comes before you. You know you are living your life dependent on what these people give you. And the reason why you didn't go to school, so that when people are speaking big grammar, you want to stand and you remember that you don't go to school, so you don't wait for you depend on just revelation. I just sit down. I cannot go blow grammar, they're going to laugh at me. So that's all. That's all. That's a reason. There must be something practical, something evident that must show in you. That's the reason why somebody will say, the Lord visited me. I've given my life to Christ. Oh, I remember the day God visited me. Sister, we have seen people, sisters, that God visited. The first thing that happened to them is they will stop those stupid attachments and those stupid things they do on their hair. That's the truth. That's the truth. A sister that God visited in my office, Brother Jerry, you were there. She wore triple earring. For here? I don't know. For here. Pastor, nothing is working for me. Nothing is working for me. Delay in marriage. Delay in this one. Okay. One spirit, where they visit me. This one. Okay. You need deliverance. As I started praying for her, the demons tormenting her left. Now the Holy Ghost now came. She was still under anointing. Removed the earring with as if fire was burning. She removed it. Me, Jerry, and who else was in the room there? We were just laughing. I not pray anything, say may God come out her earring go. Because she didn't tell me her problem is the earring. He said her problem now late marriage, her problem now waiting. But me, as she's talking, I saw that her problem is on conversion. If you will get converted, you live a true Christian life, you will have husband. Hallelujah. Look, the men are watching to see how sincere you look. You are coming to church, you drop a ring. Then, in the bus, the man for bus stop, one man, where they eye you for church. Then, for bus like this, he jammed you. You didn't know he's inside the bus looking at you for windows. Maybe this is the way they come, brother. I said, he see you knock trouser. He see you with a ring, well long, so and you're walking there, he look, he clean his eye. Now she, the tell neighbor, now she. Hey, now this how they call. The next day, see you for church. If he had approached you before, and you are there taking his name and giving people, and now he see you for bus stop, he will not come for a meeting with you and say, sister, why do you still wear trousers, wear a ring? He won't do that. The next day, you won't see him again. Then you say, hey, now family cause, they worry me. Hey, when man come visit me, after some time, you know they come again. There's one spirit, get one dream, where if I dream finish, the man no go come. No be dream. It's a life you live. You're living a double life. You are either for the world or you are for Jesus. You can't have one leg here, one leg there. You can't. And you want to ask me, does it mean those other people who attend other churches, who are wearing a trouser, wearing a ring, are you saying that if they pray, God knows they answer them? I can also tell you that there are armed robbers that before they go for robbery, then they pray. And when they go, then they succeed. Amen. So let all of us go for robbery, have it? Hallelujah. No, I know of my roommate inside the prison yard. He was a forerunner. Anytime you say, Moses, this is your prayer too much. Are you saying that God is not hearing my prayer? Okay, you when they pray. Okay, how much you get? Me, when they pray the way they pray, see how much I have. Me, I be millionaire. You here, see you have poor man. You see? So it's not prayer. You see, God knows all of us. You see, now they waste on our time. That is exactly what you hear from all these It Doesn't Matter churches. There are churches of It Doesn't Matter, and you are thinking that they are churches of Jesus Christ. They are not. Oh, the Bible prophesies of a time that will come that one man, seven women will hold on to one man and say what Isaiah prophesied it. Hallelujah. That is Isaiah chapter 4. He said, seven women will hold on to one man. And they will say, let us just bear your name. Amen. We will take care of ourselves. We will clothe ourselves. We will feed ourselves. We will house ourselves. All we want is, let us just bear your name. That is a condition in the seventh church age. Where you have churches that claim they are converted and all you are looking for is just add Jesus to the old nature. There are people that go to church and they are still ogboni. They still belong to society. Secret society. There are witches that go to church, they pay tithe and offering. They even build places in the church. They buy chair and put their name in the church. Witches or witches, wizards. Mami water spirits, they go to church. Anointing, they fall on them too. And you confuse them. You live your life the way you live. Brethren, when you come to this end time message, you have come to the last bus stop as pertaining to salvation. What I'm telling you here will take you to heaven, brethren. I'm not just telling you things that will make your life comfortable on earth. I'm telling you things that will follow you eternally. Christian women don't dress like the world. Christian women don't put on earrings. May you have such an encounter like that sister I had in my office and the earring disappeared. When she came out of the anointing, we asked her, where is your earring? She did like this. We said, where is it? She said, that she doesn't know. She was surprised. Where is the earring? Christian women, don't put that thing on. That is why the Holy Ghost visited her and removed that thing from her ears. Christian women, don't wear trousers in this part of the world. Christian women, don't dress and leave their bodies open the way some people who claim to be Christians do. You are bringing reproach to the name of the Lord. That person needs a divine encounter. Christian women, don't paint their face. Paint their leg. Paint. When I say it here, sisters will be laughing. Instead of crying, they'll be laughing. How can a normal person stand and go and buy paint and paint yourself? Are you a masquerade? When I talk, they're going to laugh. Because they think I'm joking. I'm not joking. These are the little things that create problems around you in your Christian life. Remove the paint for your face. Remove the paint for your leg. Remove the chair you tie your leg. You're not in bondage. Don't do that. Only we stand and begin to quarrel with God. Why didn't you make me Oyibo? Why you make me black like this? They go and buy chemical and begin to bleach the skin. Bleach the skin. What will happen? And it is so ridiculous. When she stands, see her face, Fanta. See her leg, Coke. You need divine encounter to understand what we are talking about. That demon has possessed you so much. Even as I'm talking now, they're wearing helmets. You go bounce back, go back to sender. Go back to sender. Me too, I send it back to you in the name of Jesus. If you're not ready for conversion, don't come to Bride Assembly. If you're not ready to go to heaven, don't come to Bride Assembly. If you come here, we shall force you to go to heaven. When we force you here, you must go to heaven. Tell your neighbor, you must go to heaven. Tell her, you must. Whether you like it or not, you must go to heaven. Whether you like it or not, if you come here, you must go to heaven. You must go to heaven. If you see any old man with children, grandchildren, and he's going after small girls, an everlasting curse is upon him. And worst of all, for a minister of God that stands at the pulpit here, and after ministering, sitting down there is his girlfriend he sleeps with. That person, the part he will stay inside hell will be 7 times hotter than other part of the hell. But there are men of God that do that. They sleep with people's wives even. They do that. Maybe you think that is the type of church you have come to. That's why you dress like that to come. Of all the dresses in your wardrobe, today is Sunday. Yeah, I'm going to church now. Then you look around, look. Which one will I wear to church? You look. Then you carry the blouse that if you wear, you know you are going to church. They are going to tell you, raise up your hand. Then you select the very one. You know it all. You know. That is why you will not wear shimmy inside. Because you want everybody to see your nakedness. When a woman dresses like that, and you are speaking in tongue, and you are seeing vision, the encounter you receive, was it God? Do you think that was God? That's why I say, go back again this week. Ask for a genuine visitation. Ask for a genuine visitation. It's true. Praise the Lord. I'm talking to the women. I will talk to the men, then I will close. Praise the Lord. Because all of us are guilty of these things. There is need for us to go on. Dig it out with God, like Jacob did. Dig it out with God, like Jacob did. When I say, nobody comes before God's presence and remain the same. You are looking at blessings only. You are looking at financial breakthrough. You are looking at witches leaving you deliverance. It includes conversion. Nobody meets with God and remain the same. Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah, God opened his eyes to see the throne of God. Immediately he saw it, he cried, woe is me, for I'm a man of unclean lips. I'm undone. The first thing he realized was his wretchedness. When somebody is sick, amen, if he does not recognize that he is sick, he will never get healing. Doctors don't go and meet people and say, come, the way I see you, you are sick, come, let me give you injection. No, he sits down in his office. Anybody who believes he's sick will come to the doctor. That is how our God is. He expects you to be sincere, to know my Christian life is full of hypocrisy. I have not lived a life worthy of the gospel. Outwardly, this is who I am. In my privacy, this is who I am. You have to be sincere. It is such a person now, in that condition, you come before God, that God visits. He now knows you are ready for deliverance through truth. No, don't let problem push you for conversion. Mm-mm. When the problem goes, you will go back to what you were. Not that. I'm talking about people who are focused for heaven. Talking about people who are focused for heaven. And because Because Isaiah recognized his mouth don't blow lie. He don't drink ogogoro tire. He don't kiss tire. He don't do this one tire. Because he recognized and shouted and screamed. He didn't pray, Lord, change me, convert me. No. The angel of the Lord took a coal of fire and touched his mouth and cleansed his mouth. There was a divine encounter that remitted the sins, that sanctified his tongue. Then God began to use him. Then he could speak and heaven will back it up. There are people here today that prophesy. But when they prophesy, it doesn't come to pass because that mouth has been defiled. Let somebody pray like Isaiah prayed. Oh Lord, I recognize what damage I have done to my lips. Lord, as you did to Isaiah, do to me too. While you are yet praying, he will visit you. I'm telling you, he will visit you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many of us can stand truly and say, I know what I was before I became a Christian. Before God visited me. And who I am now. William Branham had his own testimony. He said, this encounter of the baptism of the Holy Ghost, of God's visitation, he said, when it happens, he said, you will know the date, you will know the day, you will know the hour. He said, it is normally an experience you just can't forget. Because it is an experience that makes you always remember who you are. He said the Holy Ghost came like a pillar of light before him and made the form of a cross and entered into him. When it happened, he knew something had happened to him. He knows the day, the time, the hour. After that, he said in their family, they are known for hot temper. And his best sport used to be boxing because he himself was a boxer. He said, you don't talk 2-3 times insulting him before he pluck off your teeth. But after that, when a man was telling him, abusing him, you talk too much, you claim too much, oh yeah, prove to me that you're a Christian, prove to me, prove to me, prove to me, the man of God, prove to me. He was expecting him to call fire from heaven to come. And he told him, he said, you have been abusing me since, that your teeth is still correct. It's evidence that I am now a Christian. You know who I was before. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, after this week encounter, I'm expecting a sister to stand and tell that man, even at that money where they give me, then they come to stop me, say, make an open leg for you. From today, get out. The man will say, ah? Ne? Ah? See the money where I bring for you. But before I give you, open your leg. And you kick him and drive him out of the house. If you can do that, that man will know something has happened. Even when the man go finish, you tell you go say, eh, Nkechi na me be this way. You will say it. Sorry if there's any Nkechi. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You are oracle of the Lord. You are a vessel of the Lord. You are married. Don't defy yourself. Don't. Brother, don't. Sister, don't defy yourself. You are either married to a man here or you are married to Jesus Christ or both. You are somebody's wife. You are somebody's husband. Don't go and defy yourself. And if there is anything that causes it, let God come and deal with it. And your life will never remain the same. Your life will never remain the same. No matter what demons possess you. See evidence of deliverance. One woman, Mary Magdalene, 7 demons were cast out of her. How? What is the evidence that demons left her? The Bible records she started following Jesus. There are some people, after their deliverance, they are going back to nightclub. What type of visitation did you have? Everyone that met with God, there is a decision that followed it. Zacchaeus, the businessman, the publican, the tax collector, the wicked one. They are known in Israel. They were feared tax collectors. He had an encounter with Jesus. The Bible says, because he was a short man. Is there any short businessman here that can use for example? He was so short, and the crowd was so much, but he was desperate to meet with the Lord Jesus Christ. He was so desperate. God works on our desperation. The faith that pulls down God is the desperate faith. There are people that are there singing, but no faith with it. There are people, anybody that has left house, coming to church and desire to meet with God, always meets with God. Zacchaeus climbed a sycamore tree. Is an inferior fig tree, because he can't climb the big one, it's too short. He climbed the small one. Jesus was passing, because he knows Jesus will pass this way. This week Jesus is passing by Brother Assembly. I said Jesus is passing by Brother Assembly this week. He will visit you in your homes in the name of Jesus Christ. He looked up. Zacchaeus, come down. Today in your house I did. And you saw what happened. And Jesus did not accuse Zacchaeus. But just meeting with Jesus, he said, anybody I have cheated, I am returning their goods sevenfold. He started making restitution of all the evil he has been doing. We expect such restitution among us. Oh, see, you can challenge God to confirm if his presence is here. I know my brother Sonny, one of the coordinators here, he was sharing his testimony with me. Sometime in December, he found himself. He said on the road there, he just came across his business. They came for a business appointment somewhere near the road there. He said it's like a program finished, and some people, some sisters and brothers, they were leaving and going. He was behind them, and he heard them saying, "Kai, which kind of church be this?" Kai. He said he heard. They were saying, "Those prophets, they cannot be ordinary people. A man will just call you, call your name, call your village, call your problem, the thing will carry you, come, give solution, quack, quack, like that." He said he heard one of them say, true, if there is a God anywhere else, I don't know. Those prophets, they must be the God. I said one of them joked and said, if there is a God somewhere, why he never come tell me all the problem, why they go through since, until I come meet these people. Anyway, it attracted his attention to come here. But a true member of bride, a true elect, a true child of God, anywhere he sees the move of God going, he will sit down carefully, any anointing, and study it. Study it first. And so during the making your calling election sure, he said that he prayed, "Lord, if truly you are in that ministry," he said, "confirm to me. Show me a sign that two around." He said, after one of the programs, he went home. As he opened his door, he said, something from the ceiling, blood, fell on the ground. Door. He said he got so scared, he ran out of his room. He said, a voice told him, "Go back." He went back. He didn't see the blood again. He looked at the ceiling. He took a rag and wiped the floor. Maybe the thing scattered. He didn't see it. He said, and a voice spoke to him. "That is my covenant with my church. A blood covenant. A blood covenant." From that day, you go tell that one that we are not in continuity ministry, and he will listen to you. It's because you have not yet had a personal experience. You have not even allowed God to show you what is this ministry, Bride Assembly, all about. You just see it as some other churches, that's all. That's why somebody from somewhere can phone you. They say somebody in Port Harcourt, if they know you are from Bride Assembly, say, "Are you still in that Bride Assembly?" Those who are looking for truth, they have moved forward, they have left them. And if you listen to such, it is because you have not yet confirmed where you are. And please, for the salvation of your soul, be sincere with yourself. If you discover that this is not the place for you, don't waste your time here. Leave this place and go to where you know your soul will find true salvation. For those looking for salvation, I'm talking for those looking for salvation. For those looking for salvation, let God reveal to you by himself why he brought you here, who we are here. Use this period of this consecration week. Fast and be sincere and ask the Lord, Lord, show me, where is this bride assembly? Who is this Pastor Moses? Who are these prophets? Stop listening to the nonsense the devil will do. I preach to you 6 sermons. One time, I titled Enemies of Revival. I listed them one after the other. So that the revival that is going on now, the Bible said we are not unaware of the device of Satan. So that you will know how Satan will try to come and scatter the revival, both as a corporate church and both in your own individual life. Be careful. Especially, let God reveal to you personally. Don't walk based on somebody else's testimony. Look, can I say this? There are people, even in this church, brothers and sisters in this church, that hate the prophetic gift. There are people that hate the prophetic gift. I heard that there was a prayer group here. I don't know which prayer group it was. And it is a shame on the leader of that prayer group. Because a leader of a prayer group must be spiritual. They said somebody fell under anointing and said, hey, don't say the Lord. The prophets in Broad Assembly, they are using 6th and 7th book of Moses to prophesy. The leader of that prayer group is shame on you. I have faced that spirit in this church before. We started this church. I know what I've been looking for years from church to church in this entire message. We needed the power side of the gospel. We didn't get it. When this church started, we went to the camp. We fasted for days, asking for God for a revival. God came down like I have never seen before in 1999. And the gift of God began to operate among those of us that went to the camp. And a sister that went to camp with us. 1 month after we were enjoying this revival, when we come to church like this, we will start church 9 o'clock. We will close 9 o'clock in the night. Those of you who were there, you know what I'm talking about. You wouldn't even know that it was night time. People will stay. And when we close, people will not agree to go. Night vigil, people will stay for night vigil. Stay here Saturday. Stay here Sunday till Monday morning. They will all take off and go back. Prayer, revival was going on. On Sunday, sister came out that she has revelation. The Lord told her that this anointing that is going on, that many of them is not from God, though, that so many of them is witchcraft spirit. I say, yeah. I was at the altar. This is where we fast pray. My Bible tells me, can somebody help me read Luke chapter 11? Who will help me read Luke chapter 11? Who will help me read it? Oh, who is with microphone? Luke chapter 11, read one verse there. Verse 12, verse 13, 12 and 13. Who is with it?
Praise the Lord.
That was the scripture we stood on. Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone?
Answer now. You are a father. They say your son comes and is asking for bread. He said, will you give him a stone?
Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a fish, he give a serpent? Or if he asks an egg, he will offer him a scorpion? 13. If he then bring evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children.
Yes.
How much more your heavenly father give the Holy Spirit to them asking?
If you be evil, men that are wicked, your own pikin will come to you, wicked man. Ask for good thing, you will give him that thing that he needs for. How much more the Heavenly Father will give the Holy Ghost to them that ask him. That is, he will not give you another spirit if you ask for the Holy Spirit. That is the assurance. How can I go and fast sincerely? I was not looking for deliverance. I was not looking for wife or husband or business. I was looking for eternal life. Fasting like this, all of us went. And then he came down. And we see all that was happening. Scriptural. And you are saying it is witchcraft. See, I turn and look at her. I said, now you be witch. Because now witch, they know witch. I banished that one that day. Oh, come here and spoil the anointing that is going on here. It's true. If you know, how do we judge prophecies? How do we judge prophecies? Do you judge prophecy by thus said the Lord, this one that spoke is not of God? Is that how you judge prophecies? Is that how you judge a prophet? The Bible says, by their fruit you will know them. You judge a prophet, he says something will happen and it doesn't come to happen, then he is false. You judge a prophet, he prophesies, he comes to pass, then he tells you to do other things that are unscriptural, he is false. Don't let anybody stand and say, in a dream I discovered that Pastor Moses, all the anointing way they use, now narcotic anointing, no, is devil talking to you to take away your faith from your shepherd, an enemy of revival. And every group leader should know that. Stop that nonsense. If you don't have a gift, don't speak against another person's gift. Everybody has his own. Build on your own. Help one another. Stop destroying other ministries here. Don't do that. You want to be my enemy? Let me hear those negative things against the gifts. It's wrong. It's false. Whoever may be involved. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We know how to identify the false people. We are grounded, brethren. We are not just standing here and preaching as blind people. We know where we are coming from. We know where we are. We know where we are heading for. Don't come here with a jealous spirit and begin to spread nonsense prophecies here. Stop that nonsense. We will guard the word of God. We will guard everything God has given us in this assembly. We guard it. We will not allow any demon smuggle his way here and talk nonsense. We will kick you out of this place. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If you know a brother operating a gift is possessed, go and pray for the person. That is evidence you are operating by the Holy Ghost. Now, does that mean that it is not possible for somebody to use occultic means and prophesy? It is possible. But the day we see it, we will deal with it. But don't use that and stumble people's faith, because you are not a prophet. And a true prophet will never speak against another prophet. Hallelujah. A true prophet will never speak against another prophet. I know of a prophet that was praying for a woman looking for fruit of the womb. As he was praying, bam, he saw a man of God sleeping with her, and he knows that man of God. He stopped. He said, a man of God praying for you has slept with you. He said, as he was about to pray, God revealed that the angel of the Lord stopped him from praying. That caused her to, she should repent first. She should, you know, confess first. And he mentioned who did it. She was shocked. She said, not true. It happened. Now, if this man is a false prophet, he will take it. Hey, do you people know so prophecy? Hey, see what he's doing. No. In my former church, a brother of in that church, I told you this example before. He went to visit somebody. As he went to visit that another brother in the church, he knocked the door. Radio was on in the room. He knocked the door. He didn't hear. Nobody answered. But he was hearing radio. Evident that somebody was in the room there. And immediately he now decided to go to the backyard through the window. As he went through the window, he peeped to see. He saw the man on top of a woman. He was so shocked. They didn't see him. He left crying, weeping. Hey, this brother that God is using so much. Ah, see what is happening. He said the next day, he came back to that house and told the brother, I saw you. By so-so time, I was at the window. I was the one knocking that time, and I don't hear me. What is happening? He dragged him. The brother told me this himself. He dragged him to the mountain. They were there for 7 days, dry fasting, two of them, that demon must leave my brother. There are some people in this church, if they see that, hey, when I go see, what did I see? When I go see, what did I see? A genuine gift will never do that. You go to AIT, go to FM, everywhere. Everywhere. You know the comment they pass. When certain people carry microphone, you know the comment they pass before you when you are sitting down. See this one. See even this one. See even this one. And it is the enemy trying to stumble you. If you know something is wrong, what step are you taking to correct it? Stop this thing. Let God deal with that nature this week. Because it is important that we get united together in love. Love does not mean you cover evil. But there's a way love corrects. It's different from the way hatred corrects. Jealousy will correct. Deal with that spirit of jealousy. Deal with that spirit of gossip. Deal with that spirit of emulation. Deal with every spirit that God hates this week. By divine visitation, a divine encounter. I used to tell God, I said, God, every time I'll be praying, Lord, I need divine encounter. Then I will tell him, I'll be very serious. So when the prayer can't pray, one day I lock myself in the room. I said, Lord, I'm not going out. As you visited Jacob, he must visit me too. And it was late in the night. I locked door. I was fasting. I came downstairs in my sitting room. Everybody, never take light. While I was still praying, never take light. Say that there will be visitation. Small time, rat run. Small time, rat do. See, I catch myself, Lord, is that you? Hallelujah. Lord, is that you? Fear catch me. I ended the prayer. I went back to my room. I said, I don't go pray until NEPA bring light. Some of you are asking for something you are not ready for. You are asking for something you are not ready for. Hallelujah. This visitation, you will not be able to run from it. If you run, the angel will run and follow you. Anywhere you go, he will follow you. There shall be divine encounter this week in the name of Jesus. Let us stand up. To be like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
To be like Jesus. On earth I long. To be